Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. All during this period of quarantine, we're revisiting some archival performances and interviews. This one goes back to 2012. Ha! You're rocking, yes, you are rocking with the fresh, you are rocking with the deaf, you are rocking with the best, you are rocking with the yes, now you are rocking with the fresh, you're rocking with the deaf, you are rocking with the fresh, the yes, you are rocking with the best, you are rocking with the fresh, you are rocking with the deaf.
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer, we're back live in the green space. Well, if you believe our previous guest, Baba Brinkman, hip-hop has evolved a lot since its roots in medieval England. That evolution continues today with pianist Robert Glasper. His quartet, known as the Robert Glasper Experiment, is officially releasing its own unique blend of jazz, hip-hop, R&B, and soul on an album called Black Radio. But they're here with us on Soundcheck today to give us a bit of a preview. Here is the Robert Glasper Experiment to get us started with a version of a familiar Nirvana tune. With Smells Like Teen Spirit, please welcome the Robert Glasper Experiment to the green space.
With the lights out, it's much dangerous.
the Robert Glasper Experiment, and a version of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. You heard Robert Glasper at the piano and the keyboard, Casey Benjamin on vocoder, Derek Hodge playing the bass, Mark Hollenberg playing the drums, live from the green space, and they will be joined momentarily by the singer Bilal. We'll have more from the Robert Glasper Experiment in just a moment. You're listening to Soundcheck.
Ah, back to where we were now. I bring to you Brother Rob, Chris, Derek, KC, RCDC. Rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on. This is it.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We are live from the green space, where the Robert Glasper Experiment is still with us, and we've been joined as well by the R&B singer Bilal. Robert, first of all, the last record was sort of split down the middle, kind of half jazz, half hip-hop.
Right.
This record really kind of just blends it all together.
It went all in.
Is this something you feel like you've been working up to for a while?
Yeah, this is something I've been working up to. I guess starting from my very first record on Blue Note, Canvas was more of a introduction to my composition kind of vibe. And then after that, I did In My Element, which was really my piano trio, In My Element piano trio vibe with a little snippet of hip hop on there. I did a tribute to Jay Dilla on there.
Great, which kind of late got, producer.
Yeah, late great producer, Jay Dilla, hip hop producer. And I think that caught the eye of a lot of hip hop heads out there, because we're no piano trios doing that kind of thing, really, you know. So, and then the next record, you know, was splitting down the middle. Because I was working up to this record, it was just like giving everybody a little bit at a time.
Right, right.
You know, I didn't want to give it all away. And I wanted people to really think I can actually play the piano. They'd be like, oh, he plays hip hop, you know. So I want to be like, yeah, I can play standards too. I can play jazz, you know. So I just wanted to make that known and kind of solidify myself first before I dove into doing this. I think you respect it more too when it's coming from this way.
Did you grow up in both musical worlds?
Yeah, I grew up, I'm a musical mutt, very, very much so. My mother was a singer and piano player, and literally within a given week, she was she sang at jazz clubs and country clubs and R&B and all kinds of stuff. And then she was also the music director at church on Sundays. So in my household, there was all kinds of music going on, you know.
It's funny how many, you know, musicians, I mean, we think of musicians as being in one genre or another, but, you know, behind the pop stars are a class of musicians.
Of course,
who
yeah.
play everything,
everything
and anything.
Everything. To me, it's like food. You know, you don't have to eat chicken every day.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, I like this, I like pork, I like beef, I like vegetables. Like, oh, you know, so it's just like, it's a buffet. Musical buffet.
So how did you and Bilal meet?
At the New School and in college.
Really? Here in New York?
Yeah, here in New York. He's from Philly, I'm from Houston, and we both came up to college, both got full scholarships to college and came in there, and it's like four black kids in there, and we're like, hey, what's your name? I was like, Rob. He's like, I'm Bilal. Cool. And we became best friends. Casey was the third one. Yeah, Casey. We all met in the New School.
All right.
Yep. One more black person. That was it.
Was that enough for a quorum?
That was it. That was all we need. Yep.
All right.
That's all we need.
So you guys are going to do a couple of songs for us. Another one from the rock canon, although this is a way more obscure tune, an early David Bowie song called Letter to Hermione. And before we do that, you're going to do a song that you and Bilal did from the last record.
Yeah, right? It's an original song of Bilal's. It's titled All Matter. And he was gracious to let us record it first on my record. And then he did on his record after that.
All right.
And so we also got nominated for a Grammy for this song.
Well, why don't we hear it?
Yes.
First indeed. Of two live performances. Please welcome Bilal to the green space with the Robert Glasper Experiment.
Thank you. righteousness. It's all matter. It's all matter. So what is love? What is it? What is love? What is it? It's cool on the outside, hot in the middle. Cool on the outside, hot in the middle. What is love? What is it? Cool on the outside, hot in the middle. It's cool on the outside, hot in the middle. What is love? What is love?
The Robert Glasper Experiment featuring Bilal on vocals in the song All Matter. Live from the Green Space, this is Soundcheck. And Bilal and the Robert Glasper Experiment, having found their groove, are going to go right into an old David Bowie song called Letter from Hermione. This appears on the forthcoming Robert Glasper Experiment record called Black Radio. But here it is, live from the Green Space.
Wrote this letter, sweeps the pillow clean. So rest your head and dream a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain, but maybe that you feel the same. What can we do? I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is doing very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide when all the world is warm and tired. You cry a little in the dark, well, so do I. Not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style.
He treats you well, he makes you up real fine. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, is it something new? But did you ever call my name? Just by mistake. I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to do. So I'll just write some love to you. Ooh, do
Thank you. Galal and the Robert Glasper Experiment. The song is Letter to Hermione, early David Bowie song, with Casey Benjamin on flute on that occasion, Derek Hodge playing the bass, Mark Hohlenberg on drums, Robert Glasper behind not one but two keyboards, including our piano here in the green space. And Robert, the recorded version of that from Black Radio sort of reminded me of that old radio format, the Quiet Storm, the kind of jazz and soul thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, the album is called Black Radio. Where,
yes.
Where does that title come from?
The title actually comes from a song that we wrote with Mos Def, Yasin Bey, a few years ago, actually. And he had this joke, you know, that when a plane crashes, you know, not that that's a joke, but when a plane crashes, the box, they call it the black box or the black radio, holds all the information to
right.
tell you what happened with the crash and all that kind of stuff. So he was like, why don't you just make the whole plane out of that? You know, so we kind of use that as a symbol of this record, because I feel like this record will always, good music always lives on no matter what. You turn the radio in here, you can always go back to great music. And mm-hmm. you don't, you know, so I feel like this is one of those albums that, you know, can tell you the truth in the midst of all that.
And as with so much of the great music that we now acknowledge is great, at the time, a lot of people weren't quite sure what to do with it.
Exactly.
You know, yep. Going all the way back to Chaucer in 14th
exactly.
century England.
Yeah.
Robert, a real pleasure having you
Thank
and
you.
Bilal and the rest of the band
Thank
here
you.
With us. Thank you all for joining us today for Soundcheck live in the green space.
Been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.